The state of Israel is actually connected to America in a very arcane and secret way. The state of Israel is connected to the American federal system. It's very interesting. That's why America sends billions and billions and billions of dollars, something like $17 billion a year to the state of Israel. Incredible amounts of money. Why? Something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. If you were looking down from a satellite, looking down onto the earth, you would see that the largest single landmass on the earth is from the northeast tip of Russia all the way across to central west Africa, to the West African coast, then from England, all the way across to India, and you crisscross the largest single landmass on the earth. That cross comes right through the city of Jerusalem. That's where it crosses. And so the old ancient Phoenician Canaanite, being the bankers, they said, if you come in through town to do business, Jack, you're going to pay us up front. And so whoever controls Jerusalem controls the flow of oil, drugs, all kinds of products, the flow of gold, diamonds, all the valuable things in the world goes through Jerusalem. That's why it's the holy city. Money. International monetary world situation set up so that all money, all flowing of business, commerce, goes through Jerusalem. That's the name of the tomb. That's why Jerusalem is so important to the American people. Now, you've got to give the people a reason why Israel is so important. Now, we know that Israel is very important because of strategically where it sits on the trade routes to control the flow of oil, drugs, diamonds, a lot of drugs in Israel, going through Israel. Major, major movements of illicit narcotics and drugs through Israel. Diamonds, gold, money, etc., etc. But you've got to give the people who are going to go over there and lose their lives and give their sons in war, you've got to give them a reason. So we tell them that it's religious. It's the Lord's chosen people, the Lord's people. And the Lord himself has chosen Israel. And we you know, give them a lie. You'd be surprised what Americans love. They love that kind of stuff. And so we tell them the Lord's will, and the Lord Jesus was there, and all the great prophets and all of that. And so we have to protect that little country, Israel, because it's the Lord's will. So I believe that all of these things which are happening right now in the Middle East is, there are many factors involved, obviously. It's not just oil. It's not just money. Those are the cards on the table. When you're laying out the game and you're going to play a game, a high stakes game, say in Las Vegas, where hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, are laying on the table, and you're playing a high stakes game, you're going to have the cards that you're playing. Well, one of the cards that's being used in this high stakes game is, of course, oil. One of them is, of course, drugs. Drugs are very big business in the Middle East and in Europe, and so I feel that the drug are one card, oil is a second card, the control of money, banking, fraternities, controlling the flow of commerce and business in the world, that's another card on the table. But above the cards are the players. The players are only using the cards. And I think the players in this world game that's being laid out for us now are guided not by the cards. They're guided by something else. There's something else going on here. And it has to do with secret societies and ancient religions.